Florida officials seek tougher rules to tackle illegal gambling. Florida law enforcement and gambling regulators are increasing efforts to combat the state's persistent illegal gambling problem. They claim that the current penalties are too lenient and enable unlawful operations to thrive. During a recent meeting with the Florida House of Representatives Industries and Professional Activities Subcommittee, experts argued that existing laws are failing to deter illegal gambling effectively. According to Florida Politics, representatives from the Florida Gaming Control Commission, FGCC, prosecutors, and law enforcement presented a united front, calling for legislative changes. Criminal enterprises thriving under current laws. Ross Marshman, the FGCC's acting executive director, claimed that illegal gambling is diverting money from licensed and tribal gaming establishments and funneling it to criminal enterprises. The hearing revealed just how profitable illegal gambling can be, which often outweighs the risks of small fines or misdemeanor charges. As Chief Ed Cayenne of the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office's Homeland Security Division explained, these businesses just pay the fines and start up again because they make so much money. Officials cited major cases such as Operation Fool's Treasure, a collaborative effort that dismantled a widespread illegal gambling network across several Florida cities. The operation led to 5 arrests and uncovered money laundering schemes involving illegal slot machines. However, many offenders received minor punishments due to weak laws, which has left law enforcement feeling frustrated. Dan Singleton, head of investigative services for the Brevard County Sheriff's Office, recounted instances where employees fled with money during police raids. He highlighted the challenges law enforcement faces when dealing with well-organized illegal operations. Illegal gambling linked to drugs, trafficking, and violence. The testimony also drew attention to the broader consequences of illegal gambling. Prosecutors and police link the operations to other serious crimes, including drug trafficking, human trafficking, and violent acts. Assistant State Attorney Sarah Hassler warned that gambling dens exacerbate community issues, bringing guns and increased criminal activity to already vulnerable areas. To combat these challenges, officials are urging lawmakers to increase penalties for illegal gambling by reclassifying offenses as felonies. This change would enable authorities to seize assets and secure search warrants more effectively. Bill Gladson, state attorney for the 5th Judicial Circuit, argued that felony charges would greatly enhance law enforcement's ability to crack down on offenders. The FGCC, established in 2021, has prioritized regulating Florida's gaming industry and curbing illegal gambling. However, with illegal operations continuing to grow, the need for stronger legal measures is becoming urgent. When the legislative session begins on March 4, proponents are hoping for tangible progress towards improving Florida's anti-gambling laws.